Okay, Rabbi Sai, today's daf is daf hey. We're holding on daf daf dalet amid beis, six lines from the bottom of the amid, where the Gemara begins, Haya gavoya me esrim ama ubo lima'atoi. Remember, we started off our mesechta, that if the kora that was on the top of the opening of the mavoi was too high, it was gavoya me esrim ama, you mayit. You have to go and reduce the space from the floor until the mavoi, so that it should be less than 20 amos. Okay, so let's go into the mechanics now. Let's go into the details. What happens if you, in fact, have a mavoi where the koira is more than 20 amos from the ground? Ubolamatoi, and now you want to reduce that space. How much do you have to reduce? So now, logically, when you see that the koira is too high, the initial reaction is, well, get somebody to pull it down a little bit. But perhaps that would be very expensive, or perhaps that's impractical. And so therefore, the Gemara is talking about a situation where instead of lowering the koira, we're going to raise the ground. We're going to build a small platform on the ground. Or we're just going to add a bunch of sand so that we have now a mini mound. And if you stand on top of that mound, guess what? From there until the kora will be less than 20 amos. So that's good too. Nothing wrong with that. Presumably it's cheaper, more efficient. Just bring a bunch of dirt, make a shtickle platform, a shtickle mound, and you're great. Freyti Gemara, kama mamayit, how much do you have to be mamayit? Freyti Gemara, kama mamayit, kama the tzorukle. I don't understand what the question is. If the kora is, for instance, 25 amos from the ground, then make your mound 5 amos tall. And if it's only 22 amos from the ground, then make your mound 2 amos tall. So what type of question is that? Kama the tzorukle, whatever you need, that's what you need. So Gemara, now that's not what I had intended. I know that I have to go and reduce that airspace of the 20 amos. That's agreed, for sure. The question is, here down below, when I'm building that platform, or if I'm adding the dirt to the ground, how wide does that have to be? When I say wide, into standing from the Shusarabim, looking towards the Mavoi, how deep does it have to get into the Mavoi? So Rav Yosef says tefach. Rav Yosef says it's very simple, it's a tefach. Why does he say a tefach? Because we're going to learn in Yet Hashem in another few days in the Mishnah that the minimum shear of the width of that kora, you have that kora, that beam that on top of the mavoi as you enter, how thick does it have to be, the thickness or the width of a tefach? So says Rav Yosef, just like you got a tefach up above, and that's what's infringing on that's what's causing the problem here, the fact that it happens to be over 20. If it was, for instance, at the 19 or 18 amma line, I wouldn't have a problem. Everything would be great. I wouldn't have to build. I wouldn't have to add platforms. I wouldn't have to add dirt. So the problem is that it's above 20 amas, and it's one tefach wide. So now make a platform down below. Make your mound down below of one tefach wide. It'll correspond exactly to the ceiling beam to that kora on top, and Shalom Yisrael. Rav Yosef Omer Tefach. So that's very straightforward. Abai Omer Abo'ah. No, it's got to be 4 tefachim wide. And that's what's going to, the Gemara is going to ask now, what's the machloikis over here? I can understand tefach kneged tefach. That's perfect, right? As long as you have one tefach high, and from the height of this mound until you reach the kora, now it's Baruch Hashem less than 20 amas. Perfect. Why would Abai require 4? And because of that, the Gemara is going to give 3 or 4 different possible reasons as to the machlokes. While the other man the Yomer holds. What does that mean? Since the beginning of the Masechta, we've said that if you have that Kaira up above, that now is Matir or Machshir, the Movi that you should be able to go and carry throughout the entire Movi. Minat Torah, you don't need this Kaira. It's just Midrabanan, because people who live across the street will think, hey, what's going on? How come they're able to carry? How come we cannot carry? There's discrimination. What's going on? And therefore, you have to go and put up a big, big sign in the form of this lechi or kora, not a real sign, a quasi pseudo sign, letting everybody know this is special. This is a mavoi. So you put up your lechi or you put up your kora, and everything is great. Aha. Okay. So now I put up the kora. Question is, from where can I start carrying in my mavi? Is it where the kora ends, or even underneath the kora? What do you mean? The kora obviously has a front to and a back to it. The front is where you're entering the mavi. That's the front of the kora. The back of the kora is when you pass the kora, you turn around and you say, oh, I see now the back of the kora. How far is it from the front to the back? A width of one tefach. It could be more, but the minimum is a width of one tefach. The question is, what happens if a person wants to carry under the kaira itself? Is that permissible? Says the Gemara, that's the machloikis. That the man diyam a tefach Rav Yosef, that says you only need a tefach, because some of them tachas a kaira. You can even go and be mishtamish. Mishtamish means you can even carry under that kaira. And therefore, that's why you only need a tefach. Well, what does one thing have to do with the other? Says Rashi, very simply. Because since koira is mishum heker, so if a person is standing under the koira, and he is less than 20 amis to the koira, not he, but the airspace which he occupies from his feet up to the ceiling is less than 20 amis, good. He has a hecker, he can see it. He looks up and says, oh, I got my kaira. It's less than 20. Shalom al Yisrael, everything is fine. However, the other man, the Yama, which is a bayah, it says four tvachim, he says, if you stand on the kaira itself, that you cannot go and carry that. You can sit there, you can stand there, you can say a dva toira there, you can argue whether the peace agreement with UAE is good or bad for the Jews, but bottom line is, you cannot go and carry under the kaira. So where will you be able to go and carry? Only after you leave the kaira, and now you've walked into the mavi. Guess what? From where you're standing in the mavi, if you look up to the kaira, it's still more than 20 amas to the kaira, because you've only added one tefach of dirt or a platform directly under the kaira, but I can't carry there anyway. So therefore I'm moving now into the mavoi one more tefach, or two, or three, and I want to be able to carry over there, but I can't see the kaira, because the kaira is above the 20 amma line. That's why Abaye says, that's why you have to extend the bottom, the floor, four tvachim, so that you can stand on that platform of four tvachim. You're beyond the kaira, and you can see the kaira because it's within 20 amas. So says Rashi, what do you have to have four tvachim for? Why don't you go and just say one additional tefach? Go beyond the kaira, walk one step, you're now one tefach further, you cannot see the kaira, oy vavoy, make your platform two tvachim wide, so now I can go and see the kaira because it's within 20 amis, so what do you need four tvachim? Says Rashi, mitzad asvori, you're right, but once we've left that minimal one tefach, and now we're talking about making a platform or a mound, tzach shehen mokim haniker v'choshev. You really have to go the chachamim, in other words, said, you can't just keep on adding a half an inch, another inch. You have to have a mokim choshev. At a minimum, mokim choshev is arba tvachim, like you find in many other circumstances that arba tvachim has a shem chashivus. So that's why the chachamim were mesakin, that if you want to go and build this platform, put the mound, to cut down on the 20 amas from the kora down to the ground, you have to go and give you at least four tvachim of such a platform, or four tvachim of a mound, so that it has a dover chashev. So l'chayre, that's a very good pshat. Now I understand why Rav Yosef says one tefach, because you can carry under the kora, and why Abaye says, no, you have to have four tvachim, because you cannot carry under the kora. All of that is perfect. Just Rashi adds one more knetch. Knetch means an additional wrinkle. If you're wondering why one mandiyamahot you can carry under the koreh, why the other mandiyamahot you cannot carry under the koreh, we spoke about the other day that as part of the halacha l'moshe v'sinai of the shiurin mechatzitzin u'mechitzin, one of them we said is the inyan of good. Good means good asik or good achis. That in certain times, the Chachamim said, or the Halacha L'Moshe V'Sinai says, that you could certainly, sometimes you could look at virtual walls coming up or going down. And therefore, says Rashi, that according to Rabbi Yosef, that holds you only need one tefach, and you can be mishtamish tachas ha-koira, because we look as if the front of the koira, pi chitzon yoyred v'soysim. It's as if there is an imaginary plastic wall that comes down at the front of the koira, coming down to the ground, so that therefore the entire koira is now surrounded by four walls. The three natural walls of the cul-de-sac of the dead end, and now that fourth wall, as a result of the good achas machitza, that this virtual wall has come down, so the koira is within the four walls, so you're allowed to go and carry under the koira. While Abaye at the top holds that I agree that pi tikra yored v'soysim, but it's not the pi hachitzoin, it's the pi hapnimi that's yored v'soysim. It's the inside of that koira where the wall comes down virtually. Ah, so now I have the four walls together, but it doesn't include the koira, because the koira is in front of that fourth wall, not in back, and not enclosed within the four walls. And that's the reason why it's also the shtamish tachsakai. It's really not necessary that much for the hezber that was we said, but just to explain why one mandiyama would hold, yes, you can, why the other mandiyama holds, yes, you can't, it's not, no, you can't. It's not that just from the Velterein, they have a good reason, because they hold that there's a virtual wall coming down. The question is the virtual wall from the front or from the back? Anyway, says the Gemara, that's one very nice pshat, but you have no hechrach. You don't have to learn that that's the machlokes, but rather loy the kuliyam kasari mutl shtamash af koira. It could be that everybody agrees that you can go and carry under the koira. Why can everybody agree? Because in fact the pichitzoin, it's the front of the koira, that virtual wall comes down, and therefore the koira is now part and parcel of the rest of the movi, and you can go and carry underneath. So Frank Timor, so what's the reason why you would have to have four tfachim? We spoke about this briefly when we learned the Mishnah, that even though Rashi in the Mishnah and the Gemara said that the purpose of the koira is mishum heker, and that's the reason why you have to be able to see it within 20 amis, to be able to see, oh, where is that koira? Oh, I see it! Oh, that's mishum heker. That's the Pashim Shad. But there's another reason, mishum koira. I'm sorry, mishum mechitza. Mechitza is what we're talking about, that the koira causes this virtual curtain, this virtual wall to come down. That's the concept of the good achis, good asik, that you have this wall coming down. Aha. So what difference does that make, whether you hold Mishum Heker or Mishum Mechitza? So Rashi explains that according to Mandiyoma that holds that it's because of Heker, then you have to have a Heker, not if you have a Heker whilst you're standing underneath the Koira, that's already enough of a Heker. Who says that you have to have a Heker throughout the whole Mavli? As long as underneath you have a heker, I already have a heker. Well, the other man, the Yama, says, no, it's Mishum Mechitza. So what does it have to do with anything? This is really not Hilchos Mavoi or Hilchos Erevin. This is Hilchos Mechitzas. A Mechitza is only deemed a Mechitza if it encloses an area of at least four Tvachim. If you have a machitza which encloses an area of one or two or three tvachim, it doesn't get a shame machitza. Because the whole purpose of machitza is to be an enclosing wall. If there's nothing inside the wall, there's no hollow there because it's only half a tefach, two tvachim, three tvachim, so it's garnished. It only has a shame machitza as a wall if there's a content. Just the significance of a box is if it has substance in the box. If the box is empty, it's garnished vet. So if you have machitzas and there's nothing, no room to maneuver, to walk, or to do, or whatever inside the machitzas, this machitza has no not only doesn't have halachic validity, it has no physical comfort. It has no, it's just nothing. So therefore, in order to be a machitza, you have to have four tvachim. I know Barry's looking as if this is very, very strange, but azoy is this, if you want to take a quick look at the Rashi. But the Rashi is loy de kuli alma, second of the narrow lines. Says Rashi, loy de kuli alma mutter. Everybody holds you can be mishtamish tachas a koira. Uvapli, marzav a koira, shetiknu chacham lemovi mishim hacker bi almahu. It's because of hacker that you should be able to see it. The leilasi lemishri rishus harabim. That people shouldn't confuse the rishus harabim across the street with this mavoi. Mar yeshkan hacker. Since you can be mishtamish tachas a koira, look up, oi, I see the koira, givaldik. So that's already kosher. To be matter this mavi. However, man the Yomar Boka serve a koyra materis but mavi time mishem machitza. The Yomrinan chuda hachitzin yoyd v'soisim. It's because that magical imaginary wall comes down. The Yomar Rabbana to betvei mi esrim loy Yomrinan yoyd v'soisim. If it's 20 or more, you don't hold yoyd v'soisim. The kiven loy have a miut dalid. If you don't have a miut of at least four tefachim, have a mechitza ha'asuya lepachois midalid. So that means that this mechitza that you have created here in front of the koira by the pi chitza and yoyred v'soysim is a mechitza for less than four. The kaimlan v'chol duchta, we have a universal rule. The mechitza she'ein re'uya ledalid la mechitza hi. Tosin nishka mechitza. The ein rishus ha'yachid lepachos midalid tefachim. The minimum of rishus ha'yachid has to be at least four tefachim. V'alfa bisha mukam mechitza shel asura tefachim. Even if the mechitza happens to be 10 tefachim tall, and therefore in terms of the mechitza itself, it's legally 1000% kosher. It's a super mechitza. However, if there is nothing that the mechitza is enclosing, when we say nothing, anything less than four tefachim, the mechitza is worthless. Not because the mechitza wasn't constructed. It was constructed like the Chinese wall. Shagivaldige mechitza. But there's nothing inside the enclosure for this mechitza to enclose, and therefore it has no halachic status of a mechitza. And therefore, says Imar, that's why Abai requires that there be four tefachim, so that this wall is around the four tefachim. Yes, Barry.
That the mavui itself has a depth of much, much more. So are we saying then that the mechitza is only enclosing the area under the korah, or it's enclosing the mavui? Because the mavui has a depth much, much deeper.
For sure.
The area under the korah, I understand you have a universal rule, and that's partially answering my question, the universal rule about mechitza.
Mm-hmm.
But the mavoi, the mechitza is not a mechitza under the, because if you need a mechitza to enclose the space dalet al dalet, then you should have a parallel dalet tefachim above to enclose that space,
mm-hmm.
because now you have four tefachim below, one tefach above, you don't have a 4x4 space.
Mm-hmm.
Only have a one space, one tefach above, four below. You're not enclosing a fort, so the mechitza is void. The virtual mechitza is void because above you only have a one tefach korah.
Understood. The 4x4 that you are referring to is length and width and not height. You have the three walls of the mavui itself. So ignore the back wall. Just talk about the side walls. Each one of them is longer than four tefachim. And now if you have your curtain coming down, that would also be our third wall for our purposes. So as long as you can go and enclose an area of four tefachim, so he's saying, well, you have a four tefachim. See, your 4x4 is not measured by the height. The 4x4 is that the width of the korah, when I say the width, actually the opening to the mavoi, and then the right and the left, if this is four and that's four, you already have your 4x4. But I know what you're saying. Why don't you go and count the continuation of the mavoi, just have one tefach underneath the koira, and then you have your
otherwise
three.
Otherwise you need four tefachim above as well. If you need a chachmut space, a four tefachim depth into the mavoi, you should require four tefachim above. I should say, not only do we need the one tefach koira above, we need four tefachim above and four tefachim below, so we have the less than 20 amah high space contained within this four tefachim box.
I hear you loud and clear.
Irrespective of the width of the mavui.
Understood. Abaye can't argue on the width of the korah up above because that's a mishnah, that's a tana. But you're asking, but what's the swara? Why down below you need more, and up above you only need one tefach width? So the pshat is that we need to have that this korah should be an effective mechitza. It will be an effective mechitza if it encloses a space of four tvachim. Now, if the korah up above were lower than 20, I wouldn't need to get into all of these shailas. I only needed to have the status of a mechitza, like Rashi said, if it's tefei me esrim loy amrinan yored v'soysim. If it would be that the korah is above 20, then the mechitza doesn't come down. The mechitza is not long enough to come down under the principle of good achis and good asik. It's got to be from 20 and below, and not from 20 and above. Okay, so what do I need to go and make it lower? If I could schlep down the whole korah a couple of inches, it would be below 20, then everything would be perfect. I wouldn't even be talking about adding one tefach, four tefachim, everything would be level. Problem is that I'm not pulling the korah down, I'm leaving the korah where it is. I'm now raising the soil down below. So, according to Rabbi Yosef, it's very simple. Just as long as from soil up to the top is less than 20, I'm done. And according to Rabbi Yosef, it's all a question of heker. I see it, where are we finished? Well, according to Abaye, no. Because the principle of koira has to deal with machitza, it's got to be that either the koira is below 20 and then the machitza is perfect. I don't ask any more questions, 1, 4, 5, 20, 25, whatever, as long as it's below the 20. But once it's higher than 20, now I have to have a problem. Now I have a problem that this machitza is not going to unravel because it's not long enough, so to speak. So what do I have to do? I have to raise the ground. Says Abaye, to raise the ground to create a machitza, it has to be that this machitza is now going to enclose an area of four tvachim, and that four tvachim all has to be less than 20 from the height of the koira. So if, even though the one tefach below the koira is less than 20, that's not enough. It's got to be at least four tvachim where the airspace between the platform or the mount up to the koira is less than 20, then the machitza says, I am willing to unravel and come down, because now I have an area where the entire area from beginning to end, looking up to the koira, is less than 20, and then I'm unravelable. Otherwise, I would be stuck to the roof, I can't come down. So that's the more or less as far as how this machitza works over here. So therefore, the platform has to be expanded four tvachim, so that from the furthest part of this four tvachim, I climb up to the koira, it's less than the 20 amois tall. That's shot number two. Yes, Brother Shai. What's up to you?
Now that you made this platform, hopefully nobody trips on it.
True.
So then is he then allowed, would Abaye then say he's allowed to carry under the Korah? Because
that's how we started off. Everybody agrees you're allowed to be mishtamish, allowed to carry under the koira. But you have to have a space of four so that this has full status of a mechitza. Good?
But according to the first, that was the second approach.
This is the second approach. According to the first approach, Abaye holds osir, like the top line says. Even if you build a four tefach platform, you put a mound there, makes no difference, you could still never go and be mishtamish as the koira, because it's the piha pnimi, which is yoyed v'soysein, and not the piha chitzay. You're very welcome. So this is pshat number two. Pshat number three is, Ibo yisei medikul yal makoira mishum hacker. Everybody holds koira mishum hacker. V'hocha behacker shal mata behacker shal mala kamifligi. Now the question is, what's the status of the hacker shal mata compared to the hacker shal mala? What means shalmata v'shalmala? The koira is the heker shalmala, and this mound or platform on the bottom is the heker shalmata, because that's what completes the heker up above by having it less than 20. The Mara said, "What means heker shalmata? Heker shalmala." Rav Yosef says, "You know, I don't have to be firmer down below than I am up above. Since the Mishnah said that for purposes of the koira, I only need one tefach width, So then down below we also mean only one tevach width. The two correspond to one another. Zele umaze osa elikim. They're both the same. One tevach works on top, one tevach works on the bottom. However, the other one, the other says, no. Umar said, well, you're in hekeshul matvek, hekeshul mala, because even though directly under the koyer, you're right, I would have a heker, but the people that live in the mavi don't all live underneath the koyer. After all, the mavi goes on for another 100 amis, or 500 amis, or whatever. The people live down this cul-de-sac. You have 100, tens of houses over there on all sizes, on all sides. So you got plenty of people coming and going. So it's got to be a heker not only for people standing and carrying directly under that koyer, but everybody that's moved beyond the koyer into the mavi, you also have to have a heker. So how much space do I have to have a heker? Again, says Rashi, theoretically, just a couple of inches, just a tefach would be enough. However, once we're expanding it, it's got to be a mokim nikr v'choshev. Every time with a chama making shi'urim, it's got to be a davar choshev. And the minimum davar choshev is four tvachim. So as long as you have four more tvachim, three more tvachim, so somebody standing on that platform on tefach number four can look up and say, yo, I see the Koira, Mishim Heker, I see it. Therefore, you can go and carry both on the four as well as now and throughout the entire month. Everybody agrees the Heker Shul Mata, Heker Shul Mala, the same thing. After all, if the Mishnah says that the Koira is one tefach wide, the simple thing would be to go and just pull it down, and then we could have saved ourselves all of this very, very fine tuned Talmudic analysis for the last few minutes. Just pull the koyer down. For that matter, just throw in a pole, build up a lechi. But we want to know the halacha. We don't want to just know that ways of fixing it. So the way of fixing it is putting up a platform. Guess what? If you're going to make a platform of only one tefach, this is already what Brother Shai was alluding to. Over time, people are going to be standing on this mound or on this platform. It's going to slowly but surely get smaller and smaller than one tefach, just based on the foot traffic. People walking on the mound or walking on this platform is exactly going to be a tefach. After a while, the mound will start receding on both sides, and or the platform will start getting rubbed off on both sides as people are walking up and down. And guess what? Before you turn around, you'll only have 3/4 of a tefach. You won't have a full tefach. Therefore, the Chacham said, you know what? Go and make a big, big platform, a wide mound of at least 4 tefachim. So this will hopefully last till 120. It won't reduce itself lower than 1 tefach. And that's the end of this initial discussion, where the koyra was too high, and we want to reduce the ear space by lifting or raising the floor. Now we're going to have the almost identical discussion, but the mirror image. Well, how could that be? There's another halacha that we've already had in the Gemara last couple of days, and that is what happens if the koyra was too low. Not that it was too high. It was too low. It was less than 10 tefachim from the ground. And Brother Shai was already wondering how could you even function in such a mavi. It would have to be a mavi principally for children or for midgets or people that are willing to bend over double or to go and crawl on their stomachs. Because you're right, if you're talking about 10 tefachim, that's approximately 40 inches. 40 inches, how much is that? That's 3 feet, 4 inches. That doesn't give you a lot of wiggle space to be able to walk, but I guess if you double yourself over, like in the Israeli tunnels when you go for the tourists, you got to bend over double, so you can do it. It's not going to be pleasant, it's not going to be easy, but you can do it. So if you have that koyra, if it's 10 tefachim or higher, you're great. Less than 10 tefachim, of gehakta tzuris. Okay, so the rabbi comes to the koyra to go and give his hechsher on the mavui. He looks at the koyra and says, I'm sorry, fellas, this koyra is too down. You gotta lift it. So one of the Chachumim and Avoyim says, you know, building a new koyra on top, that's such a big, big schlep, such a big expense. And, oh yeah, I got a better idea. Let's go and be chokek. Let's go and dig out some of the ground. So the previous Gemara we were talking about raising the ground to go and reduce the halal. Here we're lowering the ground to increase the halal down below. Okay, so now how much do you have to dig out to be able to go and fill up the ear space? If the korah was lower than 10 tvachim, and now we kratzed out, we carved out like a ditch in the ground, so that now I have asara kamachoykik. How much do you have to dig? And of course, the Gemara asks the same question again. What do you mean kamachoykik? If you're telling me that the korah was only 5 tvachim from the ground, then you got to dig out 5 tvachim. If the korah was 8 tvachim from the ground, you only have to dig out 2 tvachim, whatever to be mashma 10 tvachim. So you are, come on, I know that. That's not my question. El moshchoy bekama. Moshchoy means, how far into the mavui do I have to be moshech? Now before we continue on, l'choyre, the same principle should apply here too. In other words, the same Rav Yosef that said before that you have to do a corresponding, there's one rochef tefach up above of the korah, so the korah, the chakika down below, should also be a rochef tefach, right? And once you have that, stand there in the chakika, look up, Baruch Hashem, it's more than 10 tefachim, I'm done. That would be too simple. Abayi should hold again 4 tefachim. Just like he said before, it's got to be a psachosh of a platform, gzeira maybe because some of it will get rubbed off. Should be the exact same machloikis, tefach or 4 tvachim. Well, guess what, Rabbi say? That's not the case. But rather, Yosef says now, bedalid, I need 4 tvachim, like Abaye said before. And Abaye now says, I need 4 amois, 4 amois. And Rashi asks the obvious question, you know, manishtana. How come before it was enough to have 1 tefach and 4 tvachim, and now all of a sudden we jump to 4 tvachim and 4 amois? So Rashi says, because before, in the case of the prior mavui, everything in this mavui was perfect, in the sense that it had its 3 walls. The 3 walls were nice and big Chinese walls. Just midrabanan, it's not enough unless you put up a koira or a lehi. See, he put up a koira. The koira was too high, so we just got to fix the koira. The koira is the problem. That was in the previous Gemara. This Gemara, the assumption is that all the walls, it's not just the koira, all the walls are midget walls. They're all these lower walls. Uy. So then I have to go raise all of them to go and make them all tem tvachim, not 8 tvachim from the ground or 5 tvachim from the ground. So how am I going to raise all of it? So theoretically, you have to do a hakika in the entire mavi from end, from beginning to end, so that everything should be. So the Gemara, no, that's not necessary. According to Rav Yosef, it's enough just with dalet tvachim, because once you have dalet tvachim, then the mechitzas that you have are now enclosing an area of 4 tvachim, where the walls are 10 tvachim tall, because I've done a hakika in the ground, and I've gone 4 tvachim towards the mavi. So now I have 3-4 walls from Allah Zaitan, enclosing 4 tvachim, give out. Well, Abaye says, no. To go and create a mavui and to create walls, for that you need 4 amas. You take a quick look at the Rashi, Rav Yosef. Where is this Rashi, Rav Yosef? About 60% down the Amud, where the Rashi begins at the end of the line, Rav Yosef. The boili el tefach, were he required back in the case of the 20 amois, that the width of the platform or of the mound has to be a tefach. Hacha boy, here he requires that the ditch, the chakika, be arba. Tihasim, the isla doifin. There you had walls. That wasn't the problem. Flam utika asi. All you needed was to go and reduce the ear space between the korah on top and the floor. The heck of almasagi. So therefore, all you had to do is have enough space down below, so that if you looked up above, you have a hecker. So I have 1 tefach down below, I stand on that hecker, I look up, it's within 20 amis, and kushin. Here we're creating new defamis, new walls, because I don't have a wall. Everything is shorty walls. I have to have that the defamis, the walls, they have to enclose the shear of a minimum of a mavui. What is the shortest mavui possible in history? It's hilchah. But if you also shear meshach mavui b'dalat tvachim, the smallest mavui that you can even think about, that you can contemplate, would be 4 tvachim long and 4 tvachim wide. But by sfira lay shear meshach mavui b'dalat ames, he says 4 tvachim is really agunish. Yeah, halachically the mechitzas are good, but to have a mavui, come on, how can you be mishtamish in a mavui with only 4 tvachim? You need at least 4 ames. And that's why we have a machloikas over here, which is parallel to, but different than the machloikas that we had above. So, someone stops you and says, I got a problem with my koira, what should I do? Ask him, what's the problem? It's too high. Well, according to Rav Yosef, make a platform down below of 1 tvach, according to Abai, 4 tvachim. What happens if he tells you that the koira is too low? According to Rav Yosef, you have to go and make a ditch of 4 tvachim, and according to Abai, of 4 ames. Says Yimar, let's say that Rav Yosef and Rav Asi and Abai's machloikis depends on whether they agree to Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Rav Ami and Rav Asi are one shita. There's no machloikis Rav Ami and Rav Asi. They both hold the same thing. What do they hold? The itma movi shenifritz mitzidoi klape roishoi. What happens if a movi that originally was a great movi, but unfortunately there was a break in the wall as you approach the opening to the mavoi, itma mishmei de Rav Ami v'Rav Asi, em yeshom pas dalid mater bepirtza adeser. V'im lav, pochas mishloisha mater, shloisha eina mater. What is this all about? So there's a very, very nice picture here in our Gemara, in the Rashi. You'll see here on the right-hand side. You'll notice it says Kora on top. That's referring to the bar at the top, which this is not three-dimensional, so it's a little bit hard to see, but the Kora is on top. And then you have three walls. You have the left wall, and the bottom wall, and the right wall. Notice in the right wall, there's a space in the middle. And that space is called a pirtza. Right beyond the space, on top of that, there's a pas. Pas means the space which is occupied by the remaining wall. So initially you have this big wall. Unfortunately, a car crashed through it, and now there's a big pirtza, and now you have another pass. You have most of the back wall is standing, and a little bit of the front wall is standing. Now, does that is the mavui kosher or not? If the space of that pirtza, the width of the pirtza, is less than 10 ames, then there's nothing to worry about, because then it would be a kosher mavui. The problem only is if it's 10 ames or wider. And that's what the Gemara is going to deal with now. What is the size of the pas? The pas meaning that remaining piece of wall which is at the front, right next to the kora. So again, so itmar mishmei de Rabbi Ravasi, yesham pas dalet. If the pas in front was at least 4 tvachim wide, 4 tvachim wide, mati bepirtza reser, it will allow the pirtza to be kosher even if the pirtza gets up to 10 ames wide. Lav, however, if that pass is less than 4 tfachim wide, then mishloisha mater. If the entire width of the pirtza, the opening of the pirtza, is less than 3, then it's okay, because less than 3 means it's like lovud, will close it up as if there is no pirtza at all. If shloisha, if there's a pirtza of 3 or more, aiming matir, then the pas is worthless, and we do not have a kosher mavui at this time. Now, what's the svara of Rav Ami v'Rav Asi? The svara of Rav Ami v'Rav Asi is that if the pas in front is at least 4 tvachim wide, then forget about the rest of the mavui. Forget about where the pirtza is. Forget about the back. I already have a kosher mavui in terms of dimensions in the front. I have my opening wall, which has the kora on top. I have my right wall. I have my left wall. It's not true that the left wall is 4 tvachim, but that's all I need. For the minimum shear of a mavui, I only need 4 tvachim. Ah, if that's the case, says Igmar, that's the machloikis. The Rav Yosef holds that to create a mavui, all I need is an enclosure of four tvachim, I have four tvachim, because that pass is four tvachim. The wall to the right is four tvachim plus much, much more. The one on the right could be 100 amas long, but I don't worry about that one. The point is I have a good wall. My left wall is a small wall of four tvachim, but that's enough for purposes of a mavui. I have my koira in front, so the koira encloses three walls and we're done. Everything is perfect. Everything is gevaldik. Rabbi says, no. That pass of four tvachim doesn't do the trick. That pass would have to be four amos wide, not four tvachim wide. To create a movi, to have a kosher movi and kosher defanois, it's got to enclose much, much more than just four tvachim. It has to be four amos. So that's the machlokes. Omar Rabbi says, no, that lav dafka. I could even agree with Rav Ami and Rav Asi, because Hasan soif mavoi, hachat chilas mavoi. Well, what does that mean? Abaye says, in the case of Rav Ami and Rav Asi, we had a kosher mavoi l'chat chila, with all hidurim, with three big walls from all sides, with a koira in front. Everything was perfect. Unfortunately, a car got into an accident, rammed through, and now that's what we call soif mavoi. Soif mavoi means post a kosher movi. We have now a break in the wall of what one time was a super duper movi. For that, says Rabbi Ravasi, as long as that original pass at the front is four tvachim wide, b'dieved that's kosher, that's sufficient, you don't have to worry about it. Unless the piritz, of course, is more than 10 amis wide. But if the piritz is less than 10 amis wide, and we have a pass in front of four tvachim, for soif mavoi, that's enough. But here you want to create a brand new mavoi. What do you mean you want to create? Because this mavoi is for midgets. This mavoi only goes up 8 tvachim on all the walls. To create a new mavoi, it's not enough to have 4 tvachim. You got to have 4 amois. And that's why Amram is in Eloiloi. It's just like a svara of lechatchila and bedieved. Lechatchila says Abaye, you want to have a mavoi, a kosher mavoi. It's got to be at least 4 amos with 3-4 proper walls that go up 10 tvachim, and alles is fine. If it's less than 3 tvachim, you have to do a chakika of 4 amos, then it should be a proper movi. That's the chachila. But if you started off with a kosher movi and everything was great, and now unfortunately there's a break in the wall, then the other 4 tvachim will do the trick in terms of that pas. So Abaye says you don't have to necessarily make a machloikis. I could even theoretically hold like Rav Ami Verbas. Now, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, you're looking at me as if I happen to be this radical shita at that 4 amis. Menor Minallah, I'll bring you 2 solid rayas that I am right. The sign you. Raya number 1. It says in the brass. Ein mavi nitu melechi v'koyachi hu bati v'chatiris psuchim l'soi choi. If you want to go be mater a mavoi, for instance, for shitufe mevuois, you want to give it a shame mavoi, you have to batim chatzeres, which open up to the mavoi. Now that's a little bit of a misnomer. It's not that the batim open up to the mavoi. Batim open up to the chatzeres, and chatzeres open up to the mavoi. So you have to have a minimum of 2 houses that open up to a chatzer, and then in turn the chatzeres open up to the mavoi. Aha. Okay, so if 2 chatzeres are opening up to the mavoi, the ibetal lech mishkachas lei. If you only have 4 tvachim, like Rav Yosef says, then how would they open up to the mavoi? Meaning, as Rashi explains, there's a universal rule, agabe hilchos psachim, a pesach has to be at least wide 4 tvachim. And if that's the case, I have over here a mavoi, which the right wall is only 4 tvachim, the left wall is only 4 tvachim. If I'm going to go and open up a chotzer on the right and a chotzer on the left, so that I have chatzeres psuchim l'soichai, says Rashi, then I'm not going to have any wall left. The entire wall will be open up to the Pesach of the chatzer. There won't be a wall. And if there won't be a wall, then I don't have 3 walls of a mavoi. So I can't even start talking about a mavoi unless it has 3 walls. Now I'm eliminating 2 walls. If you're saying that I have chatzeres psuchim l'soichai from the right and from the left, the first one on the right takes away 4 tvachim, no wall. Second one on the left takes away 4 tvachim, no wall. Says Abaye, that's why it's better according to me. Because according to me, he got long walls of 4 amos. Oh, 4 amos. Then you can have multiple chatzeres open up on the right. Then you can have multiple chatzeres on the left. Because for a Pesach HaChotzer, you only need 4 tvachim. There are lots of 4 tvachim in 4 amos. So therefore, the Chayam right says Abaye. And then Rabbi says, "Vachitei, maybe you're going to go and tell me the pasach lo b'doifin emtzoi." You keep on talking about the right wall and the left wall. What about that back wall? Maybe that back wall was much wider. In other words, the right wall was only 4 tvachim, the left one was only 4 tvachim, but maybe the one in the back was 10 amos wide. And if it was 10 amos wide, you could have the chatzeros open up to the back wall. But that's wrong, because for Amar Rav Nachman, the ketinon ezeu movi shenitir belechi v'kayir, we have a rule. When can a movie benefit from the heter of a lech lekayir? Kosha orko yeser al rochboy. It's got to be that the length is more than the width. And therefore, if the length of the two walls on the right and the left are 4 tvachim, then the back wall cannot be more than 4 tvachim. In fact, it's got to be 3.99, because the orko has got to be yeser al rochboy. So, and batim chatzeres psuchim l'toichai, and you got to have chatzeres which are also open to it. How are you going to have chatzeres open to the right wall, the back wall, the left wall? Every one of the walls is only 4 tvachim. You're not going to have a wall left. Zokti Mora says, Rav Yosef, Abaye, don't get so happy and excited that you have a convincing raya. I have an answer. The pasach lei b'keren zavius. It's talking about that he opened up the two chatzeres at an angle. And for this again, we have a picture here in the Gemara on the very bottom, the right hand side, where you'll notice that you have your three walls, the right wall, the left wall, and the top is your back wall. The front, the bottom of the picture is where the koira is, that's the front of the mavui. So as you're entering the mavui, you see that there's a shtikla wall on the right, a shtikla wall on the left, and the chatzeres which have opened up on both sides. But they haven't taken away the entire wall. You still have a pass on the right, and you still have a pass on the left, and you have a pass on the middle. So on the right-hand side and the left-hand side, you have a 4 tefach pesach that opens up to the chotzer. On the left-hand side, you have a 4 tefach pesach opening up to the chotzer, and they carve away a large part of the right wall, a large part of the middle wall, a large part of the left wall. But lemaisa, I still have 3 walls on all sides. And therefore, says Rav Yosef, that would be the minimum shear of a mavoi 4x4, and I could still have 2 chatzeres psuchas l'soichai. So Abaye, you have no raya. Amar Abaye minu aminu, I have another raya. The Amar Rami Bar Chama, Amar Rav Huna, lechi habolet mitifanei shel mavoi, poches me'arba amois, nidoin mishem lechi. Vein etzorech lechi achel hatirai. Dalar amois, nidoin mishem mavoi, etzorech lechi achel hatirai. What is this all about? So Rashi explains the following. We have your normal, regular mavoi. And the mavoi is normal dimensions. It's 100, 200, 300 feet long. And you have a right wall at the left wall at the back wall. And you've now, instead of putting up a kora, you built a lechi. Now, where does that lechi go? You don't just put it just anywhere in the front of the mavoi. You connect it to either the right or the left wall of the opening of the mavoi. As you go into the mavoi, you'll see attached to, let's say, the right wall, you have a lechi which is protruding into the front of the mavoi. You can see here the bottom left-hand side of the Rashi. On the bottom, you have a little bit of a picture. There you have your 3 walls. Although it says pas, the word pas there, pasnish, it really should say lechi, and the lechi is sticking out of the wall. Now, to stick out of the wall, the lechi, the Mishnah is going to tell us later on, lechi is b'mashehu. You only need an inch of lechi. You don't need anything really wide. Now this person, however, he always figures big is beautiful. Let's make a large, large lechi, and he expands the lechi 4 amos. Made 4 amos lechi. The Gemara says that a 4 amos lechi already takes it out from Torah's lechi and makes it into Torah's wall. Rashi, by the way, points out that if in fact he built it l'shem lechi, when he was building the lechi, he said, "Dinni muchanam zuman l'shem lechi." Then you can even have it 10 amos wide. Here we're talking about it was like a case of lechi or oimid me'elav, that he didn't intend it to be a lechi. He initially added a shtickel, additional wall, to add support to the wall or to make it more artistic, or for whatever reason. We had a machlokes, you remember, between Abaye v'Rava, lechi o'imin me'eila, where that's a kosher lechi. That's the third of the Ye'al Kigam that we have at the beginning of Eila Metzias. So we pass them like Abaye, the Ye'al Kigam. Number one, of course, is Yishloi Midas. Ayin stands for Eid Zoinim Lamafreya or Mikan al Haba. And Lamit stands for the Lechi O Oimed Me'elo. And therefore, the Machloik is Rashi, Machloik is Abaye Verovo. We pass them like Abaye. Lechi Oimed Me'elo is kosher. So if you put up a Lechi, either a Kodesh Baruch Hu put up a Lechi over there, anybody, the construction people put up a Lechi. It was quite a parking pole, and they took off the no parking sign. Somebody stole in the middle of the night. So you got this pole. Lamaisa Alechi is Alechi, and it works. However, if it's more than four amis wide, no good, because then it gets a Toiras Doifon, a Toira of a wall, as opposed to a Toira of a Lechi. So that's what Rami Barchama of Rav Huna is saying. Lechi Aboivim Midafane Shalmovi. You have this lechi which is coming out of the wall, which so far is good. Pochet me arba amis, if it's less than arba amis, didim mishem lechi, it's perfect, good. I have a lechi. I don't have to add another lechi. I don't have to have a koira. Great. May it turn lechi achla atir. However, this dal ram, if it's four wide, nidim mishem movi, then it has the status of a wall of a movi. It's no longer considered to be a lechi, just this symbolic hecker. Now it's a wall of a movi. Turn lechi achla atir. So says Abaye. Notice what do the words say? That if it's dal ramis nidim mishem movi, that's like me, says Abaye. That the minimum shear of a movi has got to be four amos walled. And that's why I said, well, you have the kora lower than 10, and now you're building you're digging out this dugout. Or a ditch underneath the Gombi Mashlam, you have to have four amis, because that makes it into a Toiras Mavui. That's why you have four amis, like Rav Huna said over here. Rav Yosef said, "Nah, lafukim Toiras Lechi ad ikar arba amis." I don't disagree with Rav Huna. Rav Huna is right that if you want to get it out from Toiras Lechi, you got to do it until four amis. In other words, four amis or more, it's not a lechi. This is a you can't go and call a horse, an elephant. If it happens to be four amis, this is not a lechi, this is a wall. However, maybe movi, to go and create a doifin for a movi, the minimum that you need is four tvachim, you don't need four amis. So therefore, says Rabbi Yosef, again, Abaye, with all due respect, you don't have an ironclad convincing rai. And with this, we've concluded, if you will, the first part of the shir, talking about either being mamayit the space between the kora and the floor, or expanding the space between the kora and the floor. But we're going to focus now on this halacha that we just learned now, and now the discussion, I think, is going to be much easier. Kuf omram b'choma omrafuna lechi aboyit mitafani shel mavoi. You have this lechi sticking out. If it's pochel me'ar ba'amis nidim mishem lechi, vein terech lechi achla tiroi, dal amis nidim mishem lechi, mishem mavoi, v'terech lechi achla tiroi. Gemara is asking a very simple question. If you want to go back to this picture on the bottom of the Yamed Aleph, we got the three walls, we have this lechi sticking out, the lechi is just too big. What do I do? So, theoretically, just shorten it. But shortening a lechi, it's made out of concrete, it's made out of steel, and this and that, that's a big malacha. So just add a new lechi. Now, I would say just put a lechi in front of it. No. The lechi's got to come out from the sides to minimize, at least in some small way, the opening of the mavi. So where am I going to put this new lechi? I'm going to put it at the end of the existing lechi. Then I'm not going to help. I'm just going to expand the lechi more. Instead of making it shorter, I'm just going to make it longer. So what have I accomplished by adding? You know the famous story of the person that came to the post office and he brought a letter and he had already affixed a stamp on the letter. And he asked the postmaster, can you now deliver this letter? The postmaster waited on the machine and he says, I'm sorry, it's too heavy. So what do I need to do? You have to add another stamp to the envelope. And the customer looks at the postmaster and says, tell me, think about what you just said. You said that this envelope is too heavy. If I add a stamp, is it going to get any lighter? It's only going to get heavier. Doesn't make sense. If you're saying it's too heavy, I put a stamp on, it's not going to get lighter, it's going to get heavier. So we have the same thing over here. The lechi is too wide. Oh, I have a great idea. Let's add another shtick of lechi. It's not going to get shorter, it's going to get wider. So what have I accomplished? That's Igmar's guy. It says Rav Papa, very simple. Amar Rav Papa, the muki lei liyidach kisa. All right, did I skip a couple lines? Oh, you say lechi hechem abidai. What, sorry, not, Brother Shai?
Not making it wide, he's not making it longer, he's putting it on the front of it.
That's what I and you would think. But the Gemara says that the lechi's got to come from the side, not from the front. And therefore, you can't just go and add it, you know, put on glue and put on the front of the existing lechi. It's got to come and protrude from the wall to minimize the opening of the mavli. So, that place where I normally would put it, it's already occupied by this great, huge, elephant-sized lechi. So what am I going to do with this new lechi? If I'm going to add it, says Gemara, if I'm just going to add it to the existing lechi, lechi just makes it bigger, doesn't make it smaller. And if Omer HaPapa, yeah, what's up there?
You put a lechi in a mavoi.
Yeah, yeah.
You're putting it, not putting it on the outside of the mavoi, you're putting it right at the entrance of the mavoi.
Correct.
Right, and I would assume, I mean, I don't know if that's the same machlokas, whether the makom halachi is mutter to carry in that space, the imaginary space there that goes across the mavli or not. Where is it, whether it's, you say, horizontally that the wall comes out.
I think good achas and good asik is only vertical walls. But regardless, okay. What you're saying is correct. The lechi, for purposes of our Gemara, maybe we'll see differently in the future, but for purposes of our Gemara, the lechi would not be in the front of the mavli, it would have to be flush with the right or left walls as you enter into the mavli. So it's got to come out, protrude from that wall. But you can't put it protruding from that wall because you already have this huge protrusion. So the Papa gives a very easy answer, and he says, well, put it on the other side. Instead of protruding from the right side, it'll protrude from the left side. So the right side, you'll have this huge non-kosher lechi, but on the left side, you'll have this beautiful miniature lechi, which works. You could add it to the existing lechi. All you have to do is make it different in dimensions than the original. So Rashi says, you can make it a little bit taller, you can make it a little bit shorter, you can make it a little bit narrower, you can make it a little bit wider. Just that people should see that this is not the same as the existing lechi, but rather it's different. And people say, hey, what's going on? It looks so funny. This regular lechi, this four amis wide lechi, is twice 8 amis tall, and how come this one is only 5 amis tall? Or it's 11 amis tall, it's higher, it's lower, why is it wider, why is it narrower? By changing it, that will already show and signify that this is an independent lechi, not an extension of the existing lechi. Okay, you can put two dots over here, and now you have Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna b'Rei Yeshua is going back on this Rav Huna. And he's saying, "Liyamoran el b'movi shmoina, av b'movi shiva niter ba'oymin meruba al haparitz." The kavachoyim mechotzer. What's going on? What is he talking about? What he's talking about is this Rav Huna on the bottom of the Amud Aleph. What did Rav Huna say? You have this huge lechi, which is 4 amos wide. No good. You need a brand new lechi. This is no longer a lechi. This is a wall. This is a doifin. This is a mavoi. There's a nishka lechi. Says Rav Huna, you know when you'll need another lechi that's dafke. You have to now, let's talk about the remaining opening of the mavoi. We didn't speak about that until now. How wide was this mavoi in the first place? So if the width of the mavoi, lemashal, was 10 wide, 15 wide, or whatever. If it's more than 10, we're going to have a problem. The Mishnah says you might it. Okay, fine. Let's go and say that it was 9.9 amis wide, and that was the size. Good. Now I have my lechi, which is 4. 4, obviously, is less than half of 9 by 9.9, because half of 9.9 would be 4.9999. right? So here we're talking about it's only four. Four is less than half. In such a case, it doesn't function as a lechi. We're going to have a brand new lechi. But what happens if the whole opening to the mavui was all lemashal seven amis? Just seven amis. Just seven. So then the four amis of lechi, forget about the din of lechi. It's going to work because of another din in Hilchas Eidavin, which is oimed meruba al haporutz, which means look at the wall in its entirety. The entire wall is seven amis. Here I got four amis. Four is obviously roiv. It's more than half. Right? Half of seven would be roughly 3.5. And I got four. So that's oimen meruba laparitz. And it'll be kosher because of that. Now where do I find the oimen meruba laparitz that it works? I don't find it the Hilchis Mavui, but I do find it the Hilchis Chatzeirois. And therefore I'm going to make a kal v'choymes, says Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, from Chotzer to Mavui, that this four lechi wall will not help me toidas lechi, but it's going to help me toidas oimen meruba laparitz. Does what you mind. When did we say that if you have a lechi, which is four amis wide, it doesn't work? El b'movi shemoina, when the movi was eight plus. Av b'movi shiva, if the movi was only seven, nita b'oimen meruba laparitz. So then I got the majority, four out of seven, so it's going to be kosher, not out lechi, but out wall. V'kav v'chay mi'chotzer. U'ma'chotzer she'ena niteres b'lechi l'koyre. By a chotzer, if you want to be mater, a chotzer, to make a ruvi chatzeros, a lechi l'koyre is not going to be sufficient. Niteres b'oimen meruba laparitz. However, the inyan of oimen meruba laparitz works. In fact, many of the Erevin that we have nowadays, one of the parts of that Erev often is based on an Oymen Meruba Laparitz type of Svar. So Mavui, Shenita B'Lechi V'Koira, a Mavui that Lechi V'Koira does work, that's our Sugya, that's what we've been learning from the beginning of the Masechta, that Lechi V'Koira works by a Mavui, in addition to Oymen Meruba Laparitz. So certainly this concept of Oymen Meruba Laparitz should work, and therefore if I have four Amos, which are all lechi, meaning it's all wall. The rest of the opening of the movie is only three. I got oimer on the parts, and it's kosher. Now it's lechi. It's kosher because it's as if I have four walls, a room and a room, this entire movie. So that makes a lot of sense. But since it's all based on a kal v'choymer, tomorrow I have a pirch on the kal v'choymer. Mal chotzer shekim pirtzos be'eser. By chotzer the pirtzo is 10 amos. To destroy a wall, the pirtza has to be more than 10 amos. If it's only 5 amos, 6 amos, 8 amos, it's not a pirtza. Now here it says arba, but it's really the Rishash says it's a mistake. It should say be arba. Arba means 4 amos, and arba means 4 tfachim. It's that if you just have a pirtza of 4 tfachim, that already ruins the wall. 4 tfachim. So therefore, the din of Mavui is much more chomor than the din of Chatzer. And only by Chatzer do I say, Oymed Meruba ala Poritz works, but maybe not by Mavui. That's the kasha on the Kal V'Chomer that Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua made. Talking about that kasha nishka kasha, because of Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua, the Mavui never been told to be Aser. Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua also holds, that he also holds, he holds that Mavui, just like Chotzer, the minimum shear of the Pirtza is 10 amos. So therefore, Chotzer and Mavui have the exact same din. Pirtza is B'Eser. So since it's exactly the same, we go back to our original Kal V'Chomer. We don't find any Chumra of Mavui over Chotzer. We do find a Chumra of Chotzer over Mavui. What is that Chumra? That you cannot be mater a chotzer with lechi v'koira. For that you need a wall or a tzuras ha-pesach, like we make today. But a lechi v'koira wouldn't be sufficient. But mavui and lechi v'koira is sufficient. So ma lechotzer she'oy meruba laparetz. Here oy meruba laparetz also works. Frank Timura, 1 second. Leman kamlinan. Who are we saying this whole shtickle toira for? Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua started off, Lo Yamarin, when do I say that four amos is no good al tzlechi? If the rest of the mavui, the rest of the opening, happens to be another five amos, because I don't have Oymen Ruba Aparetz. But if, in fact, I only have seven Amas altogether, I have Oymen Ruba Aparetz. So Rav Huna Rav Yeshua is talking about Rav Huna on the bottom of the Amid. That was Amid Aleph, Kuf, Amr, Mechama, Amr Rav Huna, Lechi Aboilet, when it's more than four Amas, less than four Amas. So Rav Huna Rav Yeshua is talking about that Rav Huna. He said, Lo Yomar, when did Rav Huna say it's Allah, Ella, etc.? No. Guess what Rav Huna holds? But Rav Huna pitzosi b'dalet svirale. We're going to see Megmara Mi'achim tomorrow that Rav Huna holds that the pirtza of a movi, in fact, is four tvachim and not ten amois. So according to Rav Huna, this kavachayma doesn't work. Says Gemara, okay. Rav Huna bin Rav Yeshua tam the nafshikoma. Rav Huna bin Rav Yeshua says, Rav Huna lishitosoi will take a hold. That in all cases, if you have a lechi of four amas, you're always dead. You want to go and make a kosher mavui, you're going to have to start from scratch and make a brand new lechi. Or for that matter, make a brand new koira. However, this wall of four will not work. Whether the rest of the wall is 2, 3, 5, 10, 20, makes no difference. It won't work. Why? Because you cannot make this kal v'chomer according to Rav Huna. But according to me, says Rav Huna Rabbi Yeshua, I agree to Rav Huna's halacha about the four amois. It's no longer teretz lechi. But I hold that if the rest of the opening of the mavoi is only another 2, 3 amois, then I got oymen merubal al poritz, and it will be kosher. Rav Ashi just throws in one more little wrinkle. Very, very, very simple. Rav Ashi says, according to Rav Huna Rabbi Yeshua, since it depends on whether it's roiv or not roiv, so let's think about this for a moment. Since the lechi is four amis, if the rest of the wall is only, let's say, 3.9 or 3.5, then oymen merubal aparetz, and it's kosher. On the other hand, if the rest of the wall is more than four, it's 4.1, 4.2, 4.5, 5, 5.5, no good. What happens if it's exactly the same? You got four amis of lechi and four amis of open space. It's exactly eight. What's the halacha now? Says the Gemara, says Rav Ashi, it will also be good. Why will it also be good? Rav Ashi Amar Afilu Teimah B'movi Shmoina. Even if the opening of the movi was exactly eight, Namalei Terech Lechi, you don't need a brand new lechi. Because from Manavshach, after all, if it's exactly eight, it's hard to believe that it's really exactly eight. It's got to be that one is 4.000001 and the other one is 3.9999. But I can't tell because I'm not such a rocket scientist. I'm not such a genius. So therefore, if in fact the oymid part, it's exactly eight. If the oymid part is 4.0001, so it's slightly more than the part that is paritz, then nitim the oymid ruba paritz, like we just finished saying. Elamai the paritz nafish, maybe the lechi is only going to be 3.99999, and the opening is going to be 4.001. That's also going to be good. The paritz nafish, nitim mishim lechi, because once the lechi is no longer 4 amis, it's only 3.9 amis, I got a kosher lechi. That's also good. So my amis, what are you going to tell me? The shavu trubayu ki adoli. Maybe one in a million, it's exactly the same. This is four and that's four. So I have a pasul lechi because it's four amis. I don't have oymen meruba laparitz because of the fact that it's not meruba. Says the Gemara, havli sofik divrayim. You have a suffix whether or not it's more or less. Because the Gemara assumes EF Shletamtim, it's got to be one or the other. I just cannot measure it on my own because I'm not scientifically adept or I don't have the measuring skills or measuring materials to be able to go and pinpoint it. Man, but Skunder is not exactly the same. Happily, Sofik Devreim is a Chasofik. Sofik Devreim Lahakim, and therefore, since the whole Indian of making a Lechi Metakoyra is all Bidrabanim, Minatoyra you're allowed to carry because you have three Mechitzois, so Bidrabanim we're going to be Mekel. So therefore, said Rav Ashi, not only in a case like Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Yeshua, that I know for sure that the Lechi is the majority, Oymen Merubal HaParetz, it'll be kosher. But even if I don't know, even if it looks exactly eight, it'll also be kosher because either it'll be taka longer, or it's going to be shorter and it'll be a kosher lachi, Or, if it's exactly the same, Sofik Debrayem Lahakel. Thank you all for listening. I know it was a bit of a challenging Gemara. I see a whole bunch of questions, hands being raised. Yes, Brother Shai.
Omed, if it's Omed Ruba Laporitz, so you have basically an enclosed chaser almost. It's not a mavoi at all any longer, is it? I mean, do you need then a Ruve Chatzeros? Is it a whole different animal? I mean, you don't have a mavoi.
A mavoi and a chaser are two different animals. A chotzer has a bunch of batim open to it. Think of a common courtyard. You have a whole bunch of houses around the courtyard. That's your chotzer. And then from the chotzer, you don't go straight into the Rishus Rabbim. You go first into this alleyway called a mavoi. Nobody lives in the mavoi. Nobody lives adjacent to the mavoi. Everybody lives adjacent to the chotzer. And then when they leave that common courtyard, then they go into the mavoi where nobody's living. It's just traffic back and forth here and there. Okay.
Right, so now we have an enclosed, before we had one side open, which was the entrance, people went into that, and it was an entrance way.
The opening of the mavoi, right.
Right, but it's virtually totally enclosed, is it not?
As if you have four total walls. Now when you have four total walls, then it's a Rishus HaYachid. Even in a Torah, you can go and carry, you don't need a Lechi, you don't need a Korah, you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach, you got four walls. Now you're saying, but you have to get into it. To get into your house, which is a Rishus HaYachid, you also need a door. So, fashion a door. The door is less than 2-3 amos, whatever it is, and you're walking in, no problem.
To carry in that mavoi, then, you would, in order to go into Rishus HaYachid, you don't need to have a Ruve Chatzeros.
Why not? Because you have four walls. This mavoi has now four walls. Three proper walls, and a fourth halachic wall of the Oymed Meruba Alaparts.
So you wouldn't need any type of, if that's, to carry into that, I guess you wouldn't need anything.
You wouldn't need a Lechi, you wouldn't need a Koira, you wouldn't need a Tzuras HaPesach, because you have four walls.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Jesse, I think you had a question.
No.
Okay.
I just wanted to say, good Shabbos.
Thank you. Let me wish you all a good Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom to you too.
Not so long. I have my hat on again because, you know, the double covering.
You look great. The double covering. Thank you.
Have a wonderful Shabbos.
You
thank
too.
You so
regards to your parents. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. Match him 8:05 Sunday morning and I get to show. Sagi Bench, have a beautiful Lechtige Freilich and Shabbos.